And I'll look real.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Cunning Buffoons podcast. My name's Dylan.
I'm Andrew. So it's gonna get difficult here soon. Gonna have to get one of them like baby naming books.
Francis.
That works. I don't know how to spell Francis. Hang on.
Well, it's a name, so you can spell it however you want. What's up? You got work tomorrow?
Yeah.
What? They didn't let you off for the first?
Third.
Third. First was yesterday.
The third for the fourth.
That makes sense. Yeah. So you're not off on the third. You're already off the fourth? Okay.
So heck yeah.
Yeah, it works.
I'm not off tomorrow either. So.
Neither am I.
Well, like, I actually have a job tomorrow. You don't.
Yeah.
A literal job.
You agree to show up and work. That's a job.
That is how jobs work.
What?
The difference. Above table, under table.
No, I mean, a job's a job. Like, I've
There's
done
still a
con
difference.
yeah, but I've done contract work like it most of my life. Like, for a lot of my
See, I
jobs.
don't know why people consider, like, when I was 8 working on a farm, why they consider that under the table. Like, you're 8. Like.
It's because the taxation in this country has gotten ridiculous. Like, the whole graduated tax scale. Like,
Well, we could just kill everybody.
let's not say that on the internet.
why not? Not like we get views.
Yellowstone will do it for us.
don't know, 600 views almost per video is not bad.
Per
I mean, I
video, try per short.
For sure,
yeah,
whatever.
Per video, probably like 12.
and we got, I mean, anywhere from 20 to 30 people that actually watch the episodes, but then we got a lot of people who make a lot of fun of the shorts, so.
Shout out all the haters.
Yeah.
Yeah, hang on. I
Thanks
got
for
you.
commenting.
Hang on.
We enjoy it.
Oh, sorry, my back really hurt.
I think we've said it before, but like you're watching a podcast and you're watching shorts. So like scroll through them if you don't like them. But if you do watch them, like we're called the Cunning Buffoons
Yeah.
for like a reason.
Because we're all a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
And look, can I say his name?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't care.
Comcast John. I didn't go to school, thank you. Which might explain a lot. But I can read better than you. I just can't pronounce anything.
Well, see, that's the problem. I watched a short the other day. Fly flew in my throat. Stupid gnats. But anyways, watched a short the other day, and it's like five guys read each other's like deepest secrets, like they wrote them down or whatever. And the guy gets up in the box, and he pulls one up, and right before he goes to read, he's like, "But none of them can read." And the guy's like, "And it gets to one guy, and he's like, "I slept with my best friends." He's like, "I don't know. I'm just making this up. I don't have a clue. With it could be Chinese. I don't care." And then they all hugged each other and laughed, and I'm like, "Yeah."
Yep. Sounds right.
I mean, a lot of people back in the day, like our founding fathers and junk, like there's a lot of them that didn't really know how to read and stuff till they started getting teenage
It
years
wasn't
and
really important.
adult, you know.
It wasn't important as long as you could work.
Yeah.
Fight.
Which reading nowadays, because of like, you know, back then they got on a horse and trekked through the woods. And like if you fell asleep on your horse, it usually just took you where you needed to go if it was a good horse. And if it was a bad horse, you just woke up somewhere you didn't know. But like reading is a necessity now, but not, I don't think to the level they try to make everybody read. And like math has always been a necessity, but I don't think it's a necessity to the level they try to make. Like there's freaking seventh and eighth graders doing calculus and junk. Like they're not going to use it. 95% of people aren't going to use.
Well, they're not worried about if you're going to use it or not.
Yeah, but see, that's the
They're
problem.
training
Why are,
factory
yeah, but why are
workers.
you wasting your daggum time? Even if you're training factory workers, if that's the whole goal, like the whole setup was to train good workers anyways, like factory workers, go in, bell rings, you do your thing, you know. But at the same time, part of the problem they're having now is they're like, nobody's smart enough to do anything. Like where I used to work, they had a machine set up and you would come in and you would like turn the dials and like it would do all the stuff, right? And then you would look over everything. They'd give you 5 or 6 minutes or whatever. And then you would leave and they would come in and mess something up. And then you would have to come back and fix it. And like that was one of the aptitude tests to even work in the place. And then they were like, oh, well, we had to do away with that because people couldn't get it. And I'm like, but you're wondering why we can't make good product.
Yeah.
Like you got rid of the standards. And then there's a lot of factories now that don't want to pay enough to get people in there. Uh-huh. Or like you can probably, because you've been in a factory long enough to understand this one, it's hard to keep good help when you refuse to fire bad help.
Yeah, pretty much.
And like when you start piling everything on the people that do work because the people that don't work won't do it, you wind up losing your good people, and then once you lose enough of your good people, your morale goes down, and then you lose everybody. Like, it's not hard to realize, like, if somebody isn't good at working, they need to be let go. I mean, it sucks. Like, nobody wants to fire anybody.
No, I want to fire people. My feelings would not be hurt at all. The problem is you get people in there that are too worried about being Mr. Nice Guy to be the daggum boss.
A lot of times, yeah. And you need to be nice and cordial and respectful to be a boss, but you don't have to like let people walk on you and
yeah, and you don't have to be worried about what they think of you.
Yeah, that's not your goal. You want your crew to like you and respect you.
But if they don't, that's their problem.
If you're a good boss. Like I've known some bosses that like everybody hated them, but like they hated them because they were jerks. Yeah. Like they come in there just retarded and just mean to everybody, and it was like there's no sense in this.
I love being mean. I think 4-H camp taught me that. Like I love, like when people are like, oh, you go yell at that kid, I'm like, okay.
Now that cracks me up when you get the parents in there and they're like, oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to fuss at that kid. It's like that's what you're here for. Like you are literally here to fuss at kids.
Like don't cuss them out.
Yeah, don't threaten.
Don't say anything inappropriate.
Don't threaten to beat them. You know, don't make them all do push-ups in the rain while everybody's staring at them. You know, stuff like that. But
I don't even think that was that big of a deal.
Wait, what happened?
It's a whole shebang. It was
ridiculous. Yeah, it's things that some people would be like, oh, well, that's part of life. And then other people would be like, oh, no, you know. And so it's just one of those, you just err on the side of caution is what you do. But at the same time, like, you've got, what is it, 380 kids at junior camp, something like that, a lot of times?
Junior camp?
Yeah.
Depends on the counties. We only had, like, 400 or something.
Yeah. You got 400 kids there. And people are like, I don't know if I'm allowed to fuss at a kid.
That was terrible.
Yeah, you better fuss at a kid, because if you allow one to get away with something, they'll all try to get away with something. And fourth, fifth, and sixth graders can mess up a lot of stuff real fast.
And they can be terrors.
Yes.
Like I told someone, kids are crazy. And they're like, oh, you got to think about you were a kid once too. And it's like, yeah, but I didn't act like that.
No. There no,
was,
you didn't.
There was no acting like that. Mm. Like one kid kept saying the H-E double hockey sticks, hell. And I said, hey, don't say that. And he looked at me and he said it 5 times. I said, okay, let's go find Justin. Calm as could be.
No, no, give me another chance. No.
Yeah. We walked around, we looked for him. I was like, okay, we can't find him. I was like, you got one more chance. Do anything I don't like.
Uh-huh.
Anything.
But a lot of them kids also have parents that don't actually do anything.
And then
they count, they warn, they threaten, but they never actually
back it up. I caught him
on
the zip line later, and he said something I said, and he said, oh, sorry. It's like, I'm not here to be your friend. That's the problem a lot of the kids have, is they want to be your friend. And it's like, we can be friends as long as you listen. As long as you do what you're asked, you're not acting out for some unparticular reason, you know, you're not being annoying.
Me liking you doesn't give you privileges to act in ways in which I don't like. And I think that's what it's hard for. Wait, he's dying. So, what was his name today? Tyrese? Tyrone?
Francis.
Francis.
I wrote France. Now that I look at it.
Put IS behind it.
No, but anyway.
It's okay.
I don't know. Just like the... And like, I don't even care if you backtalk, honestly. Just do what I asked.
Yeah. A kid that'll tell you yes and then not do it is worse than a kid that will fuss the whole time but do it.
I can't even remember. Did we talk about any of this last week?
I'm pretty sure, but it might have been muted when we did.
No, but that wasn't last week.
Okay. Then maybe.
Was it?
I don't think it was. The one we were watching earlier. Was
we've talked about this a lot. Needed, like we deal with a lot of kids and we do a lot of stuff with them. So like every time you get back from a camp, you're like, ah, act right, kids.
Kids.
Roundup will be a good one to talk about.
Yeah, but see, them are fun ones. Like when you're there with the teenagers and stuff, it's a whole lot more fun.
Oh, Miss Melissa, when she can't, she comes every like higher staff from our region gets to pick a week and they just go hang out for a day.
Yeah.
And so she was there our week, and she hung out all day. I came and found her, and we were talking. I walked by her. She pointed at me from across the cafeteria and was like, "You need someone to do something? That's a heck of a volunteer." And I was like, "Okay, it's kind of random, but okay." And she was talking, and she was like, "Yeah, it's kind of weird because junior high and junior camp, you're just like, you know, they're like such a weird and they're annoying." Once y'all hit high school and y'all carry on through 4-H, y'all all become great.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I mean, the big part is like you once guys, y'all hit high school, y'all all are great.
But once you hit those ages, to be there and to be at the stuff, you got to work for it.
Yeah.
And so, like, for you guys to be there, even like you, you don't want all the awards and stuff, but like you go because you like seeing your friends, you enjoy doing the stuff. So, like, even the ones like you that aren't gung-ho and running for all the offices and junk, but you still, you have to do something to be there.
I don't disrespect anyone that does that, but I do not pay somewhere to go do more work.
Yeah.
I do not pay to go do more work. If you mm-hmm. want to run for a free position and then do more work for a camp you already paid for, feel free. Go ahead.
You don't want to do that?
Because they already, 4-H already hears, oh, wait, what? Kids at a camp? Manual labor? Well, like, I mean, bro, they had kids weed eating hills at the last camp.
Well, I mean, when you got a bunch of kids there, like teenagers, I mean, they're smart enough to run project. Without getting hurt. Like, hey, go do your thing.
It was a service project, so I mean, it's not like it's a big thing, but like...
It builds character.
I dug up a lot of flowers, and my team was all right. Like, I had 5 people, but like, I dug up a lot of flowers.
This was a team assignment?
Well, like... No, I just had like a few people. I had 5 with me, I think. Mm. And like they were good, but I was a lot better. And then when we dug flowers, me and one guy get over there and we dig up, and you're digging in rocks. And you're digging up and you plant the bulb just for the boss lady to come over there and have 2 other people dig them all up and move them. What are we doing?
Well, that's because flowers don't grow in rocks.
She told us to put them there. It wasn't really rocks. It was like, it had gravel on top of it, but it was dirt.
Okay.
We're not digging in rocks with a shovel.
Sorry. Just base it off what you said.
Son. He's out there with a hammer drill drilling holes and like, putting what? The bulbs in the rock and just doing nothing. I don't know why my garden won't grow.
She was like,
I planted it in that bedrock.
They moved me over there because I was like, yeah, I'm pretty allergic to poison ivy.
Yes, you are.
She was like, I don't want you up here if you're allergic to poison ivy. And I was like, just let me work. If it'll get done, just let me do something.
Yeah, get out of my way.
She was like, well, I can't have you up here, but you can go over there. Like, whenever we finished up there, I just walked back over there. And she was like, we only have this many bulbs. And I just snuck up the hill and started digging. But.
Yeah, but see, a good majority of the other kids will be like, oh, I'm not allowed to do this. Let me go hide. But I think a lot of times...
The quicker
you knock it out, the more other stuff you can do. But like a lot of... I know like the junior and the junior high camps have a hard time grasping that. But a lot of times the teenagers seem to be, for the most part, be like, yeah, if we get this crap done, we can chill, have fun.
Because there's always a service project at a camp. You just never know what it's going to be. Like one time we just like picked up brush for like... 30 minutes, and that was it. And then other times it's like, clean up this room, and it's like, okay, you know, it just, it's not like,
here's your sledgehammer, here's your pickaxes. We need that
boulders. Master got me working.
We need a tunnel in the side of this hill, please. Can you dig a hole so it looks like Herman the German was digging a hole? Can you please make this more realistic?
They ruined that story.
The best telling I've ever seen of it was last year's.
I wasn't even as good as the first time I heard it.
Yeah, well, I didn't have the privilege of being there the first time you guys heard it when it was awesome. I'm so sorry.
It's pretty bad now. It's pretty bad now. Like, they shorten it. Because they can't keep a schedule. Like, that's 4-H's biggest problem is they cannot keep a schedule.
But that's not just 4-H. That's any large group doing stuff.
Yeah.
Probably up. Yeah. You're gonna cut the master up?
I think you're too quiet.
Well, that's not. You got to cut me up over there to cut me up over.
No, it's not you. It's just my headphones are too quiet.
Yeah, I was about to say, you sound good to me.
Yeah, no, it's not your mic. It's just these are quieter than
this. Can't you control your...
It's all the way up.
You sure?
Yep.
That better? Did you not just fix it?
No, it's all the way up. Yeah? I just feel like y'all are very quiet. That's better.
That's better?
Yeah.
Now you're allowed for me.
No, okay. I mic'd us down a little bit. We better? Yeah.
I like
it. Are we still bouncing on the screen? Do we have sound over there?
Still bouncing.
Heck yeah, really?
No, it is a 4-H thing.
Well, no, it's any large. Like, even you do, like, you get 400 adults and people trying to organize them and get them places on time. It's not.
It's not that hard. The schedule says be here this time. But go there that time.
That is not how groups of people work. I don't care how much they thought they was going to train them to be at places on time when they put them through public school, but it did not work.
I mean, I'm a single person. It takes me like an hour to usually say what I'm actually going to do.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, that's just you. But then you've got, and it gets worse when you get adults at a place that they don't have to be places.
He said, say what I'm going to do. Dylan, if a piece of paper says be here at this time, how hard is it to get there at that time?
Depends on if I agreed on it or not.
There is no agreeing on it. You paid to be at this place.
If I paid, I guess I'll be there.
Okay, but as an adult, if I pay to go somewhere to like a camp or to do something fun, and I'm not volunteering somewhere, I'm paying because I want to participate. I also have the option of being where I want to be when I want to be.
Well, like my first SRTLC, this kid just sat on his phone in the room the whole weekend. Why did you come?
He would rather sit in a hotel room somewhere than sit at home.
It wasn't a hotel room. It was Clyde York. Like, what was the point? You could have just sat at home and done that.
Maybe they didn't want to sit at home. Maybe they didn't like home.
iPad kids, bro.
Maybe put your phone up. Holy. You have to take them from junior camp.
Do they not take their phones?
They take them for junior and junior high. But, like, the teen camps, they don't take your phone. That's retarded.
Yeah, I feel like if everybody gets their phone taken, I think everybody should.
Well, no, the teen leaders get their phones.
Yeah, except for the team leaders.
Which makes sense.
Well, yeah, because we need to get a hold of you if we need to, you know, unless you have Mint Mobile and your service sucks. But, you know.
The service is fine up there.
It was very good.
Not on the girls' side.
Now, in Petersburg.
Yeah, it works.
Man, I'm freaking blazing in Petersburg city limits. But the second I get out towards your house, like turn off the main road, it's done.
Well, hey, good for you. I don't get nothing in Petersburg.
Yeah, Mint Mobile's cheap enough. You throw a second SIM in your phone and you're good to go.
No, what was...
I like Verizon. Not really.
Verizon's interesting. They're all interesting. They all just charge a lot.
Well, that's what the thing. I just got tired of paying so much every month just for service that really didn't work that much better, honestly.
And our bill kept bouncing.
Yes, that's the biggest thing.
That's why we swapped from Verizon to AT&T forever ago, because our bill was not consistent. And then AT&T started not being consistent.
Yep. That's what happens. But that's also why you know people, which I can't, this drives me nuts, and it's just, it's a pet peeve of mine. It really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. But when you get people that, like, text you every month to tell you their new number, and it's like, I've got 52 contacts of you, and I've only known you for 3 years. How hard is it to keep a number? Like, I've had the same phone number for 20-something years. And that's a big thing to me. Like, if I swap carriers or anything, I want my phone number. There's too much attached to that phone number. But, like, I don't know, because, like, you sign up for a lot of stuff. Like, your phone number is your backup. That's how you, like, get back into your accounts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, if you swap every 4 or 5 months a new phone, new phone number, that's got to be terrible. Like, you're sending your password reset to your phone you had five months ago every time. Or someone else gets your number and, like, you know, Tracy, was that her name?
Yes.
Yeah, Tracy was a terrible mama. Angel
that's,
kept getting...
That's rude to say.
You know, I mean, that's what the people were telling Angel. Yeah. Angel had some woman named Tracy's phone number at one point, and, like, she was getting text messages, like, left and right, like, you're
your
a terrible mama.
Your children miss you.
Your children miss you. Like, all types of, like, fat loss drug advertisements. So, like, apparently she was a terrible mom, and she was big. But okay. Angel was just like, I don't know what... It's like, just don't answer them. But at the same time, it's like, dang. She done ghosted everybody. Oh, she's okay. Wasn't, like, dead or something. But, you know.
Be, like, dead in a ditch somewhere.
Yeah.
Tragic.
See, I don't know how that works. My mom's had the same phone number for, like, since I was born.
Yeah, but if you swap carriers, you just make sure that you do it in a manner where you can portal your number over with you.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. But I think a lot of people do prepaid, and I don't think you have that option on some of the prepaid stuff. So, like, if you don't pay for it for too long, you lose your number.
I don't know. I could imagine learning, well,
like,
a new number.
Our Nana Poppy straight talk.
Yeah. Several people I've talked to, T-Mobile in this area, say it's pretty good. So, like, I may swap to it next. I don't know.
I think I'll just stick with what I got.
Well, you're already paid for a year.
Yeah.
That is the cool thing about Mint. I will give them that. The option to just pay for a year of service. You don't have a cell phone bill for a year. Like, I think more things
it's
should get that
option. More. But it's spending less in the long run.
Yeah, you get a discount per month, I think. But plus, like, a while back, they had 8 months of service. They would give you 12 months of service for the price of 8. And I was like, dang, I don't have that much money at the moment. But, like, that's a good deal. It saves you money every month. So, like, why not do it?
Saves you quite a bit of money.
So how's your truck?
I don't know. It's a truck.
You got everything fixed on it?
Nope.
All the dry shafts and stuff?
No. Yeah.
Okay. So you got all the rattling, clanking done.
Yeah. Now I just got to fix the driver's side speaker. I got to fix the acceleration. I got to fix the left tail light. And then, I don't know what else.
Hey, Dylan, you know what I did to my truck? You know what I've done to my truck?
Mm.
I put a new battery in it and bought a starter.
We put a new set of specialty fuses on it. We've put hoses on it.
We have not put fuses on there.
On the battery. Them stupid fusible links.
Oh, that crap. Yeah, but mine was free. So, I mean, like, I got
a
free...
It was your inheritance.
Yeah, no, but I got a free truck and I've put... We've put, what, like 1,000 in it, maybe?
Probably. If you include tires and everything, yeah.
Yeah, because you have, like, a thing for blowing up tires. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I am terrible. That's why there's got to be something better than that daggum rubber.
It's only you. I've never, like...
We definitely talked about that last week.
And I inherited it from my grandfather.
You blow...
Because he was...
The same tire every 3 months.
We was doing a farm one time, and by 9 o'clock in the morning, we had busted 2 tires on a dump truck, 3 trailer tires, 4 or 5 tires on different vehicles, blew a tractor tire, and busted a tire on the backhoe. Yeah. That's by 9 o'clock in the morning. And it was just like, okay, it's tire day. Like, Just whatever you do, whatever piece of equipment you get on, just drive it right up here so the tire guy can take care of it. That's all you need to do.
I think after the sixth or fourth one, I would have been like, all right, guys, calling it a day.
And that, see, now that is my mentality. It's like, okay, we can be done. We'll come back in the morning. Like, we were doing one farm one time, and I was like, it's too wet. Got the fuller stuck. Fuller was chained to a little tractor. The little tractor's chained to the skid loader. Skid loader's chained to the big John Deere. The big John Deere's chained to the backhoe. The backhoe is chained to the other big John Deere. And that John Deere's chained to the dozer by the time we finally got them out. Got the four-wheeler stuck at like 7:45 in the morning. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we finally get everything unstuck.
Why
and
did
get
you
it
not
on flat
just push the four-wheeler out?
The seat was in the mud.
Why did you get the four-wheeler stuck?
I did not. Pawpaw did. Because he was like, I'm going to drive it right off this rock, and it'll be okay. What happened, we had just dozered the land and, like, got everything level, and then it rained for, like, a month. So, like, it's just soupy. Most of the T-post on one side of that farm, I walked over and just pushed them in with my hand. That's how soupy they were. Now, that later that summer when it dried up, we had to cut one off because you could not pull it out of the ground. It was red clay. Like, once it dried, it was in there. But, like, while we were doing it, yeah, you just walk through there and stick them in my... Fastest I've ever put a line of T-post in, because heck, I just had the skid loader driving next to me. Was just,
man, I hate that.
That'd be the day to do it.
Yeah, but at the same time, like I said, if you needed to move them,
I hate putting in T-post.
Now the worst is, have you ever put in a gate post with Mike?
Yeah,
yeah. My uncle says gate post, right? He is assuming that you are going to hang this shop off the side of it. Like, we'd be out there cutting cedar and everything, be like, I need a gate post. And he'd cut, like, a 3-foot circumference tree. It'd be 20 foot long, and they'd drill it 12 foot in the ground. And it's like, okay, yeah, it's not going anywhere. But tamping 12 foot of hole is
fun.
That's a lot. Now, we did do some, like, a river property a couple times. Now, you do put those, like, 8 or 9 foot in the ground.
Okay, the gate post I put in, Paul was there.
Oh, then you got off the hook.
He said, we're going to go get the post. Dig this hole. Okay. He didn't tell me how deep. I just kept digging. He come back and, like, it's Mike, so he had to complain about something.
Well, you dug that hole too darn deep. I didn't tell you to dig it that darn deep.
You didn't tell me how deep. I was like 12.
You just said dig a hole. I'm digging a hole. Daddy doesn't give instructions. He just says dig.
Mike doesn't give instruction.
We sat there one day, and me and Chris with a tamp bar, good like rebar spike and a sledgehammer for like 7 or 8 hours trying to get a corner post in, because that's where Papa said he wanted it. Mm-hmm. And we were busting our tail ends trying to get this stupid post in there. And we had called him and like, can we just move it like 4 or 5 feet? And he's like, no, that's where I want it. We're like, okay, cool. He gets there. He tamps for like 5 minutes and is like, because at first he's fussing. He's like, you guys ain't got deeper than that. And we're like, well, we're trying. And so he tamps for like 5 or 6 minutes and he's like, just put it over there. And we're both like,
could have said this a minute ago.
Yeah. Construction and farming and stuff is fun. Like, we showed up at one job site one time at 5 o'clock in the morning to get the footer ready to lay. Mm. And so, like, we drove all the ground stops, we put the bulkheads in, we had everything ready. And he goes to call the concrete company at 7 o'clock, and it's Labor Day. He was like, I didn't know what holidays were or nothing until I went to a factory at 18. Like, I had no clue that these holidays people got, you were supposed to get. Mm-hmm. So, like, and, like, he was fussing all day. It was hilarious. Labor Day. It's got labor in the name. It ought to be the one day that you ought to be mandated to be at work. I don't care if you don't have a job. On Labor Day, you need to be at a job. We finally found a company that had somebody that like a driver that was like, yeah, I'll come in and make the money. Heck yeah. So like,
well, that's like,
I think it was 6 o'clock in the afternoon. We got concrete.
When we had to get the truck towed on the 4th.
When?
Tessa's ex-boyfriend.
Oh yeah. Trying to find somebody to tow a vehicle on the 4th of July.
And the one guy was like, oh, I just threw burgers on the grill. Give me time to get them off, and I'll come get it.
Yeah. And he was chill. Like, some of them are like, they won't even answer. Others be like, no, I can't get it.
Yeah.
But he was like, I just got burgers on, and, like, you know, if you give me time to finish cooking them, and it's like, well, we ain't got no other options, so, yeah, you'll take your time.
We paid him a little extra, too.
Yeah. He's a good dude. Sometimes you run up on good ones. Then sometimes you run up on the ones like that one at Toad Adams' truck.
Is that good, man?
He's back. Beep, beep. Malachi's like, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. And then he stops and is like, is that good, bro?
What did he say? Is this 412 or something like that? What was he?
Yeah, he pulls up and is like, is this 412, man? I'm like, I don't know, but that's the truck I'm waiting on. So, like, I'm pretty sure you're at the right place. He's like, cool, man. Cool.
This guy had to be like, is that good, man? Like, yes.
On something?
I wish you could have met Chico. You would have loved Chico. Chico reminded me a lot of him, but Chico was smart, right? He looked like, what's the Doc Brown from Back to the Future?
The doctor?
Is that his name? It's Doc Brown, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay, he looked like Doc Brown and Einstein had a love child.
Pretty much almost the same person, just...
Just like that mustache. That white, blonde, you know, crinkly hair and everything. And, man, he was just real chill. Freakishly intelligent. But always laid back. And, like, he'd be in there working on the tow motors and stuff. And, like, he'd be like, Chico! And he'd be like, man, what's up? And he'd be like, what's going on with this tow motor today, Chico? And he'd be like, oh, this relay is out. And so it's not communicating. And he'd explain it all to you. And then he'd be like, what? And then you'd have a 5-minute conversation. You could swear you was talking to Teacher Chong, like when they were plumb blown out of their minds. And it's like just always happy. He come in there on a holiday fixed tow motor, just smiling.
I don't know if you've seen the video, but it's like it'll be like that one friend who has the worst life, but is just always chilling. It'll be like, yeah, man, my granddad just got hit by a car, my house is on fire, and all my dogs died. But it's cool, man. Let's go get some food.
Yeah, it's all right. I still got food, bro.
That's all I imagine,
like. And it's weird, though, because, like, everybody has a friend like Ed or two. But then everybody has a friend that's the opposite. Like, friggin' gravy train life. And they're just always angry about something. Like, I've had several that were, it's like, man, you're a trust fund baby. You ain't never had to worry about nothing. Why are you upset? You know? It happens.
I get asked if I'm a stoner too much.
And you're not. That's the funny part. I get told I should be a lot.
Are you sure you're not a stoner?
Sadly.
My wife is like, you're better when you're a stoner.
I like that what you do is legal. I also like you better when you're happy.
I mean, you lower the level of pain, like you get a lot happier.
That's fair.
Anybody out there listening, like anybody that's in chronic pain can understand that, like, when you are in a constant level of pain, it makes it hard to think. And, like, as far as, like, and what it is to me, it makes it so hard to think. So, like, normal things like social cues and, like, not being angry and giving people courtesy and kindness and all that, you can't think enough to do that. Like, it is very hard when someone comes up and asks you a question. It's like, I don't have the mental capacity to deal with trivial bullcrap.
Like the way you woke up the other night?
Yeah. When you wake up and you're getting stabbed in the eyeballs.
Do not. If you're welding.
We weren't welding.
If you're near a welder, put glasses on.
Don't look at the welder.
Turn around.
Yes.
I don't know why y'all were looking at the
welder. We weren't. We would be standing there talking, and he's welding right here. And, like, I didn't think nothing about it, but we was there all day with the welder constantly sparking, like, in our peripheral. So I guess it just over the day.
And I knew something. I've had my eyes sunburnt working there, but never that bad.
No, I haven't had it like that in years. Like,
it's called welder's burn.
There's another name for it, too, that I had never heard that I was like, what the heck is that?
I asked Siri what it was, and it was like...
It's where you've sunburned your eyeballs like a retard.
And Siri was like, yeah, it can usually be very painful. And I was like, thanks, Siri.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You have eye cancer.
Thanks for that information while I'm over here.
Welder's Flash, Arc Eye. There was a term.
Arc Eye. It just sounds weird. Which, I mean, I guess it's art flash.
It's like a superpower.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the deal. Dylan, like, you see where I parked the truck, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My dumb butt is like, I know that Bro Down the Road gave me some, like, really good, like, tears for cleaning your eyes and, like, artificial tears. And I'm like, I think they're in the truck. I can't open my eyes.
Probably find them right now.
And I'm talking about, like, I could put my hand like this and try to hold my eye open. And it didn't work. Like, it would close immediately, and I could not see. So I feel my way down the side of the house. I get all the way to the truck. Like, I'm walking like this until I found the bushes.
This guy's terrible at, like, walking with his eyes closed. I was, like, walking normally through the house. This guy ran into me, like, four times.
Yes, but you move constantly. But, yeah, I get all the way to the truck, and I'm like, wait a minute. How am I even supposed to know if I'm grabbing the right stuff? I can't see.
I mean, hey, sometimes you got to take a wild guess.
And so I did. I opened the glove boxes and felt around. I was like, I don't know what this stupid box of artificial tears is going to feel like.
Pulls an art can out.
So, I just, at least I wouldn't be ODing. But, yeah, then I stumble all the way back in the house, and I'm like, I feel stupid.
Your high would be gone.
It would.
That's just rude.
That's what Narcan does, bud.
No.
I think about it. Imagine, were you still high at that time?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Why don't you just take some gummies and then wait for the pain to go away and then go back to sleep?
He could not coherently think enough to think that.
No.
That would have worked.
Why didn't I just not get freaking welder's burn? I mean, that
they're over there. Or those constantly. Eye drops are over there.
Okay, well, we need to get those suckers out.
They're like, over there. They're by that deep freezer somewhere.
I could have just constantly just hit your foot against something and then been all right.
Oh, Malachi's busted both his backside of his ankles.
Bro. Right there. Right. So Monday, we're building horse gates for horse demons.
Yeah, these things
weigh 150 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. The outside is quarter inch.
The gates, not the horse.
No.
Quarter inch by 2 inch by 2 inch or steel, box steel. And then the stupid pickets are 5/8 inches.
Yeah.
And they're over 2 inches. And they're solid. They're not like, you know, tube. They're solid.
Yeah.
See, I don't know what type of horses these are.
I don't know why they need to hold horses in.
They're like Nephilim horses.
These horses, if they break this. No, but we're moving them, and then Monday I backed right into a pile of, like, steel and just nailed my thing, right?
Thank you.
Ankle. And then today I was doing the same thing, and I backed right into a fork, like a tractor fork.
And you had the weight to you too, because he was dragging one of them. He was dragging it out, so, like, he had the weight driving him. He hit that thing and just squatted down and sat there for a minute after we got done.
No, I kept moving it. I was like,
I'm saying when we got done, you were like,
yeah.
I mean, it's understandable.
I kept moving it, though, because I knew it would have fallen. I didn't want to leave it all on poor Ray.
Oh, poor Ray.
He tries so hard, too. That's what I love. When he messes something up, he feels so bad.
Yeah, he beats himself up. It's like, I think that's why he messes up sometimes, though, is he's trying so hard not to. He's got too many steps going on in his head. But, yeah.
It's like he cut them too long, and he was just like, you could just see it on his face. He was like, at least he cut them too long, though, you know.
Instead of too short. Yeah, that makes sense. But, I mean, the other day he had cut, I think it was one of the bent. He was cutting the two round rods together, right? And, like, one of them was kinked, so that throws your whole saw off. And he had cut, like, 15 or 20 of them. And he's throwing them up there, and they're all, like, just barely too long to go in there. And, like, he's over there with a tape measure, and every time he measures one, he's like, dang it. Next one. Shit. Next one. It's like, he gets so mad at himself, and it's like, it's all right, Ray. I mean, it is to me.
He's a good worker, though.
Yeah. And he's not unhappy.
No.
Even when things are going wrong and it's rougher on him and you can tell he's feeling bad, he's not the type to just make everybody else miserable.
I hate people like that.
Yeah. I'll leave. I'm sorry. That's why Dylan never talks.
He's afraid to make you mad?
No.
Dylan's not afraid to make anyone
mad. He's always mad. That's his secret.
My secret cap. I'm always angry. Yeah.
Well, you have to, like, dramatically turn around and just nail, like, the massive thing. And like, that's what I hate about the MCU is what they did to the Hulk. Because like the first movie, there's this thing the size of our shop and house flying at him, and he turns around and he just punches it and stops it. You know, thin air, like, you know, just instantly stops and destroys the thing. Hulk now is just the like man. When Thanos kicks his butt, it's like
that wouldn't have happened. Like, you kick his butt, even, yeah, you're just gonna piss him off.
He would have just gotten back up. Yeah, yeah. That's the whole point.
The angrier you make him, the stronger he gets.
That's the point of the Hulk.
Yeah,
that's like in a Marvel.
He took
Rivals.
Over an entire planet, like a gladiator planet.
In Marvel Rivals, the more Wolverine fights, the angrier he gets, the stronger he gets in the game. And like, they couldn't do that with Hulk because it would have just been an overpowered concept. If you would have gave two characters the power to just get stronger constantly, but
His his ultimate, I think, he gets bigger and a little more health.
But also, because Wolverine's so short, one of their power ups is he can ride on Hulk's shoulder, and Hulk can throw him. Hulk can throw him like a spear. Cannon. Yeah, he'll
There's one arc where Wolverine, they remove the adamantium from him in one comic book series, I think. And it winds up being that the adamantium was actually poisoning him and like slowing him down. Mm-hmm. And so like he gets like exponentially stronger.
And faster, I think.
Yeah, right? But the only difference is like with the adamantium, like he was like a 400 or 500 pound dude like in the cannon. So like as fast as he could move and leap off of stuff anyways, like that's 500 pounds flying at your butt. Like so like you take 300 pounds off of him. And yeah, he's faster and he's stronger, but he just doesn't quite have the momentum. A 500 pound dude jumping on you would be a lot of weight.
I mean, I heard Wolverine without all that metal is like just dangerous.
Well, yeah, think how fast he would
be. Well, I mean, it kind of ruins his like healing.
Mm-hmm. He's healing some. That's his power.
But it's his bone structure.
No, the adamantium is grafted over his bone structure. Yeah. That's the only reason he survived the process is because of his healing powers.
It's like a Deadpool, how constantly it's killing the cancer and then...
Yeah.
You know, why'd they make him look so ugly?
Yeah. Well, but like Wolverine...
kind of a cancer, I think. I don't know.
Had the claws and everything in a lot of the stuff before.
Yeah, but did not... The claws just rip his skin open every time though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're bone.
Yeah,
in some of them. Yeah.
Before
the
metal.
Even when they were metal, they were bone. Like in a lot of the stuff, he had the claws before. I mean, that's really the only way to explain the entire muscle structure and everything to have claws in your freaking arm. If they weren't there as bone structures before, you wouldn't have them after somebody put metal in you.
I mean, it's weird to think because, like, if you have two claws come out here, like, I have a pretty big hand.
Yeah, you're wondering where they're coming from?
Like, they would have to come out, split open, or they'd split right down my knuckle.
That's where they come out on him.
They come out here.
In the movie, they show, like, right here. It comes out from, like, this bone right here and, like, spreads the other bones and then...
Or, like, imagine you don't do this.
Yeah. You got your hand bent for some reason. Yeah. You're like, yeah!
And just comes straight out your freaking wrist. Or you're like this. Comes straight out your palm.
That'd look cool.
Like I want to see. Hidden blade. I want to see a realistic Star Wars movie done. Okay, doesn't have to be like any of the main characters. It needs to be a spoof, like a scary movie. But they need to do a realistic Star Wars where they're following people through a training academy, and 80% of the people training need to be missing limbs. Because you mess up with a sword. Or you have your hand wrong with Wolverine's claws, you're going to have an extra hole in you. Okay, you can stitch that up. You mess up with a lightsaber, your leg's gone.
Or you got a sick scar.
Well, I mean, like, prosthetics were a thing for a reason.
Yeah, but I want to see, like, the hour and 30
minutes. Why do you think those
they're going through? Or do make it a freaking series. I'd watch the series. You got one guy that goes to pull it out, and he clicks it before he gets it out and just cuts himself in half. You know, like, that would be what it would be.
You see Disney doing something realistic. Disney and not woke and gay.
That's why I'm putting it out to YouTube. I need a bunch of fans to do it for me. I don't care. The cheaper budget, the better. I will subscribe and watch the series.
For saying Disney.
You said Disney.
And oh, I said, man. And I said, "Well, yeah,
both
gay.
Did." I haven't said anything, so that's y'all.
You just said like all the words. I said retard earlier.
Well, I specifically said Disney is woke and gay, so.
As long as you don't start singing their songs, you should be all right. The only one I think you can do.
Have you seen Mulan?
Is the, somebody, no.
Mulan? Yeah. For some reason, I thought I heard Moana too. No. I don't know where I got that from.
No, the I'll Make a Man Out of You song is too offensive.
Which is arguably the best song in that whole movie.
Because it's too focused towards men. Mm-hmm. But like that was, at the point in time, that was Japan.
That was like women, the whole world.
Was it Mulan China?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes, it was. Okay. No.
China.
Mongol.
It's China.
It would be China. If it's the Mongols, it'd be China. The Mongols tried to go to Japan.
China.
Yeah, when the Mongols tried to attack Japan, they got fucked up every time.
Yeah, they like got whooped.
Yeah. Said not it was protected by a divine wind. We can't attack those people.
Not in Ghost of Tsushima.
I mean, he still got whooped. Just took a minute.
Yeah, it just took. Done. If I say, you have no honor, what do you say?
I can't remember. Don't put this on me now. You have no honor. Oh my gosh.
And you are a slave to it.
Yeah, that's what.
If I say Mechaladoosh, do you know who I'm talking about?
Mechaladoosh?
Or Mechadoosh?
Mechadoosh? No.
Descent 2.
Descent 2. What is Descent 2? I'm so confused.
The video game we played?
Deceit?
Was it deceit or descent?
The scary thing?
Yeah. Deceit? Are you sure it was deceit? I thought it was
the
descent.
Scary?
Yeah,
deceit.
Decide. Why do you do quotation marks?
Because it wasn't scary.
Yeah, it wasn't scary.
But, you know, if I say Mikaladoosh, you remember what I'm talking about?
Is that one dude? Mikaladoosh!
Mikaladoosh! Or whatever.
Mikaladoosh!
We got in a server with, like, a bunch of random people, and, like, it's proximity chat.
I love proximity chat. It's
so
you
funny. Can't hear people unless you're near them.
Like real life, pretty much. I love but proximity.
Whenever these people who are speaking like Indian or something, like some different language, and they're running around saying some dude's name, and all you hear is, Mechaladoosh, Mechaladoosh, and we're all just screaming his name for no reason.
Hey, that was the guy all of a sudden.
It's got to be really weird to move to another country, or be like first generation from another country, like your parents were immigrants. And they name you the traditional names that in your country would have been just fine. Because I'm sure it happens to Americans. They move somewhere else, or like the English-speaking countries. Like you move somewhere else, and like John's a normal name. But like all the Mikaladooshes are looking at you going, what a boring name. Or especially the countries where they're like, that's my name. And it's like, do you need 52 names? Because I can hardly keep up with three.
The Japanese don't have middle names.
Yeah, just last name or surname and first name. And then, you know, most English-speaking countries have three.
Or a random letter in the middle.
What?
Monkey D. Luffy.
Monkey D. Luffy.
I don't know what that's
about.
That's
a fictional character.
Yeah, but it's like the D is the, what is it? It's the enemy of gods is what it stands for, basically. Because they're the people who think they're gods. And then pretty much anyone who has the middle name D is always direct enemies of them and tries to kill them all.
Isn't there like three of them with D's in their name? Was it Marshall D or Michael?
Marshall D. Teach. Trafalgar D. Law. Monkey D. Luffy.
Someone's on there.
Well, you have Monkey D. Dragon. Monkey D. Garp.
What does the D stand for, though?
Why is there a lot of monkeys?
That's their last name.
Oh.
It's their last name.
I haven't watched One Piece, so I have no idea.
You know he's Straw Hat Luffy, though.
Luffy's granddad? Garp?
You said Garp, but who's Dragon?
Luffy's dad?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. I haven't got that.
Well, like, here's the weird part. Spoilers ahead. If you haven't seen One Piece, maybe like skip ahead.
I like Garp.
We'll put in the thing whenever I stop talking about it, just in case.
Oh yeah, so much work. Go ahead.
Dad'll do that.
It's not quite in the right spot, but go for it. Did you hit it? Sweet.
Yeah. Anyway.
I couldn't really tell. Good job.
The funny part is Luffy had never met his dad before and like didn't even think he had one.
He had a dad. You're not a test tube baby.
Well, no, he literally looks at his granddad and goes, I have a dad, but his dad is like the leader of the Revolutionary Army and the most wanted man on the face of the planet. And so his crew's all sitting there, and his grandpa's like, I heard you met your dad. And he's like, what? I have a dad? And he's like, yeah, Monkey D. Dragon. And all his crew's looking at him like, the most wanted man on the face of this planet is your father. And he's like, who's that?
Sounds all right. Sounds all right.
I love how in animes a lot of times they make the main character like super powerful, really smart, really good at adapting.
What an idiot.
But just completely aloof to just everything like around them.
It's like Asta. Asta's a complete moron.
But like whenever he gets locked in, you know, he's there.
He's actually like really, really smart and strategic, but like.
Or like you have the really dumb characters, but then they show that just because you're dumb doesn't mean you can't be good at something.
Yeah. If you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, the whole ocean's full of idiots.
Everybody has their talents.
Yeah.
That's like whenever people are like, Ace will do this a lot. He'll be like, oh, well, what's this, that, and that? All right. I'll be like, okay, where's a starter?
What is a starter?
Where's the clutch place, Matt? Where's that at on the car?
Well, it's the third pedal.
Wrong. Yes, but no.
That's the pedal that actuates the clutch.
That's the clutch pedal.
Yeah.
Where's the clutch? Where's this? You know, that's I. There's just it's a different level. Everybody's smart in their own way.
Well, and a lot of people mistake book smarts for functional intelligence. Like you can have all types of book smarts
it's
and have
like
all
when
types
I used
of facts.
To ride with them to choir. They'd be listening about. They'd be have to listen to a book for school about kings in London. Huh. Why?
I mean, like, if you want to learn all that, you do need to know the history of your country to a certain extent. Know your laws and regulations, but like,
go against your laws and regulations.
Do drugs. What?
Some of the people that I knew in, God, I was 6th, 7th grade, but they moved over here from England, and they come to our history class, and like everybody was complaining about history class, and they were like, bro, y'all's history is easy. It's like you got 200-something years. It's like you go over to England, you start 4,000 years ago, and they start going through all this. It's like, I don't care. I need to know who was here 4 generations ago, and that's it. But yeah. I think that's part of the problem with societies now is not enough of them study the past. And like if you don't know the past, you're just doomed to repeat it.
Well, it's like when those statues were being taken down. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's just our past, guys.
It's erasing the past in order to change it.
There's like a bunch of statues.
All the Confederate statues.
Yeah. Like Polk dude.
Robert E. Lee.
The Polk dude was getting moved
who
too.
Took them down?
A bunch of liberals who were upset.
And the Polk is like here in Tennessee.
James K. Polk?
Yeah, James K. Polk, yeah.
I'm not going to say
was that the one in Murfreesboro?
I can't remember.
I'm not going to say anything controversial.
It's not really controversial. It's just it's our history.
Yeah.
Okay, you're completely controversial.
I was about to say something, but.
That's like over
and over. Never mind.
A lot of the Middle
East. Shut up, Malachi.
I was about to start saying some stuff that.
A lot of the Middle East countries, like they're going through there and they're destroying a bunch of Christian holy sites. And like just to erase them from that land. And that's why, like, I think our history
aren't there scorch marks?
On the yeah, they're in Turkey on the top of Mount Ararat, I think. If I've got the right mountain, I may have the wrong mountain. Yeah, there's a whole bunch
but
of
they
stuff.
They think it's from
God sitting down on a mountain. They're pretty sure they know where. Like a lot of people think they know where Noah's Ark is, but it's in a land that we can't get to. Göbekli Tepe, you know, 12,000 something years old, human civilization.
I've always thought I don't like the idea of like how strict you have to be an archaeologist.
You toe the party line or you get out. You say what they want you to say. You do what they want you
but
to
like
do.
Just exploring stuff and like going to the pyramids and like being one of those people that gets to go down there.
That would be so cool.
That would be amazing.
Let's do it. Let's be explorers. Screw the government. Here on this side.
No,
I would start an explorer channel with you.
You know,
I would do
hey,
it 100%.
If we could get enough people to like support us, dude, I'd travel all over the place.
Let's just all get bikes.
Start exploring the
world. Yeah, just start exploring.
Like, my bike is apparently good for exploring places. So
okay.
I can do it.
We'll have to find some bikes. Tasia, are you going to be on the back of mine, or are you out on the exploring abandoned places?
You want to go to Africa?
We can't get to Africa on a motorcycle.
We can freaking try.
Yeah, we can try.
Good luck with that one.
Every time the boat's moving, someone has to be driving the motorcycle around the deck. That way, at least we drove.
I could do that.
That's like whenever I told Hideto I was going to walk to Japan.
What'd he say?
He just was like, ocean.
Ocean.
You can't walk to Japan.
Oh, he almost killed me the first time he looked y'all dead in the eyes and said, subject change. It was like, what? No, Hideto, you can't just say subject change and change the subject. He's like, why not? Subject change.
Well, if it works, it works. That's what I said.
It doesn't work, though.
He did not like Japanese women. That was like his, he said, all same haircut. And he's not wrong. They do all pretty much have the same haircut. He liked Korean K-pop models.
Oh. He liked the main characters with the funky hair?
Twice.
It's understandable.
That was
actually his
particular band
that's
twice.
That's understandable, actually.
Why?
They're not bad looking. I've seen some of them. Since my sister has like had some posters. I don't know.
Oh, you're the guy that was like, my sister's into NSYNC.
Are you gooning the posters right now?
They're pretty.
Who, twice?
Yeah, look at them. They're gorgeous.
But they all look the same.
Not really.
Look, bangs.
Hang on. Go to images. I can see
I'm pretty
if
sure
I can
some
remember.
Of them have different. I think one had like pure white or blonde at one point.
I could point out the one he. No, I don't even remember. He had like he went to the one of their concerts, and he had like a little gum container, but it was made for him, and he pulled it out, and it was just pictures of like one particular one. And when we were working out at night, and he like needed that extra push, he'd look at that picture. It's the most anime thing you've ever seen in your life.
That or that's really obsessive, but hey, I like that.
Hey, if you dedicate,
he'd put
the
picture there, and he.
At least these are real people.
That's very
unlike
true.
Tess, who is that's like, oh, true. This anime character, this animated drawing, oh, he is so fine. It's like,
I mean, like they're not ugly, the anime characters, but I'm never gonna like be fiending over them.
I mean, I liked a lot of anime women. Like, look at your mama. She's tall, beautiful, built like an anime woman. There's nothing wrong with liking them, but like, I'm not going to fall in love with a fictional character.
Not really. Mom isn't this big around with boobs the size of this table. That's anime.
She was when we met.
Hey.
Do you know how unhealthy being this big around would be?
Never the size of that table.
No, a lot of your anime women are not animated to be that small. They're normal size. They just overdo their breasts.
And
the physics.
I love.
And I want to know who they watch for their model for getting their physics. Because, like, people don't move like that when they run.
I like the ones that just don't have fan service. AOT. Zero fan service.
Yeah, because everybody's dying.
Zero fan
service. No time for fan service. Liam. Yeah. Guy getting eaten by a toddler the size of a house.
Look, I'm sorry.
AOT is one of them.
Levi
I don't
is
think.
The greatest soldier.
Fullmetal Alchemist doesn't really have any. And none of the Fate Stays really have any.
JJK?
Tumor.
No.
JJK.
I can't remember.
Not really, no.
I don't think so. If there is, it's not that.
But then you got like Demon Slayer fan service. One girl wears a kimono.
Oh,
Fairy
yeah.
Tail.
Literally just covers her tits.
Yeah. Fairy Tail.
Fairy Tail's bad.
Hunter x Hunter.
Fairy Tail is. Like, if you ask people about Fairy Tail, they'll literally bring up fan service. It is bad. There's like every fight, the girls get like all their clothes get blown off, and it's like, yeah, why?
But it's also a lot more realistic because they're blasting each other with crap. Like, and your clothes aren't going to stand up to that.
And I didn't know Luffy's voice actor in English is Erza. They don't sound anything alike.
That's why they're a voice actor.
But like, have you?
You thought I was stupid, right?
Fate Zero. Who is the main guy?
Karitsugu?
No. The one we're watching. Fate Stay Night. Ultimate Blade Works.
Shun?
No. I'm not asking his name. I'm asking if you can tell me what other show he's in.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't heard him enough.
He's Aaron.
Ah.
That whiny. That voice actor is very
Inosuke?
Good. He's Inosuke too.
That's the crazy thing about voice actors, though, is like you'll look up a like movie star, and there's 50, 60 movies, and that's one like with a really good career. Like you look up a good voice actor, but they'll have hundreds and hundreds of movies. And
well, I looked up the guy who played Buddy in the Dick Van Dyke Show. That guy's in everything because like he looks familiar, but I don't know anything by title what he's in.
Yeah, he's the perfect side character actor. Like he was a phenomenal supporting role,
and he's funny.
What was his name?
Maury Amsterdam.
Yeah, he was one of those that just it seemed like no matter who he showed up with, what set he was on, he had good charisma with the other actors. There was another actor like that. Played in a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
Dick Van Dyke is a good actor. I mean, for his, like, you got to think about when the Dick Van Dyke series came out. 61.
And that was back when a lot of your comedy and stuff like that, like your slapstick comedy, like all the falls and stuff he did, that was back when you relied on that stuff for entertainment because there wasn't all the effects and, like, every TV show couldn't have something super and special. So, like.
It's sad to think that he's, like, 94.
Who?
How old is he now?
Dick Van Dyke. Oh.
Isn't he dead?
No, he's not.
He's still alive.
Oh. Do not even say that. And he's Angel will cry, man.
Because he's in a Night of the Museum, right? Is that what I'm thinking of?
I tell you what, though. He is one badass-looking old dude. That freaking white hair and beard that he's got going on now.
What movie was he in recently that it was like, how is this guy still? He was dancing on a table.
Mary Poppins.
That was the new Mary Poppins.
Yeah. The newest Mary Poppins. How old was he when that came out? 92? You haven't even told us how old he is now.
Hang on. He's 99.
What the?
He was born in December 1925.
Hang on. Move it over. Show Malachi. The one right there with the gray.
Yeah.
Like.
He's so handsome.
For 95 or 99, he doesn't look too rough.
He don't look like the guy from the Night Museum. Never mind, I lied.
What?
That name sounds familiar.
I think he might be right.
I just can't remember where.
Had one the other day that was like, why don't they have museums open at night? And then someone responded instantly. It was like, literally have three movies saying, well, this is a bad idea.
Okay, that's who I thought. Yeah, those movies right there.
Yeah.
I would love it if they all came alive. That would be awesome.
It would be awesome unless you were in the wrong museum.
It'd be like Five Nights at Freddy's, 100%.
Except for...
You need
this is
to
real life.
I know, but still.
Not video games.
But still.
Okay, Five Nights at Freddy's, right? The movie. Have you seen it?
Willy Wonderland.
Look up.
I watched it. It was
awesome. Is it not so much better?
It was awesome.
Willy's Wonderland is freaking amazing.
What happened?
Okay, before Five Nights at Freddy's, the movie come out, Nicolas Cage was in one.
He was 92 or 93.
That was
a 92-year-old man getting up on a table and dancing.
I mean.
How?
Either not really happened or he's just better than all of us.
Yeah,
he
was 91 when he filmed the scenes. He was 92 when it released,
was he actually dancing. I didn't know that one.
Yeah,
the scene he literally gets on a table and starts tap dancing.
Yeah,
fair enough.
But if you think he's been tap dancing since the 60s,
I would look at him in the Dick Van Dyke
he's
show.
Probably been tap dancing most of his life.
But if you think about health and fitness, tap dancing is like constantly jump roping. Like, you are constantly bouncing up and down and moving your feet. So, like, it's got to be, like, hellacious cardio and exercise. And if you keep it up, some of the pictures of him as an old man, he looks really happy. And then some of them, he
looks really creepy.
Yeah, he's like he's going to come out from behind the dumpster in the alley. You know,
he has a very big smile. Yes. A very big grin.
And if like they take it from the wrong angle, it's like...
that one?
Whoa. Yeah. Like,
look at his grin. Look at him. Because he's just happy.
He is.
Yeah, but if he come out from behind the dumpster in the alley, you'd be like, I'm fixing to get stabbed or lectured on space wizards. I don't know which one.
That's a crazy comparison. That one right there.
Yeah. It's a photo of young and old Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, explain it for the viewers at home.
Yeah.
You know, you can screen
share.
Do you
know who Dick... If you comment below. We're going to make a whole short about this. If you know who Dick Van Dyke is. Like,
and if you watch, if you have watched...
Absolutely
Night of the
love
Museum,
him.
You have watched
in our
or
family.
Mary Poppins. Or if you're even like, even more just cultured. If you've ever seen The Dick Van Dyke Show.
I've never seen The Dick Van Dyke
Show. So good. It's like the Andy Griffith Show, but way better.
For its time.
Way better.
I do think they should have shown that little kid getting his tail end beat more, though.
Who was the...
Richie.
Mary Tyler Moore?
Yes, that's the... Laura Petrie.
I bet people don't even know who that is either.
Nope.
She had her own show as well.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw the Mary Tyler Moore Show, though.
It wasn't as good.
It wasn't.
But like, even
I haven't watched much
of it. We were watching it the other day, and like, you see like the way they're acting... And it's pretty impressive for the time. Like, because you didn't have as much stuff as you have now.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It like was kind of like
required a, you being able to set the mood, do everything without all the special effects.
Yeah,
and it was
like,
literally like two sets, pretty much. It was their house.
And the studio.
And where he worked, yeah.
And almost every episode they would have another place they would go. A restaurant, someone else's house, or something like that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. I love
like
Lucy
if it was another place, it was only one per episode, if I remember right.
I love Lucy had a lot more scenes, I feel like.
I love Lucy's hit or miss.
That was a good show.
Some episodes are phenomenal, and some episodes you're just like, punch her. Ricky, go home, take your wife, sit her down, tell her quit her crap, and chill. I had a mechanic tell me to grab my wife by the shoulders one time, look her straight in the eyes, and he said, I want you to do exactly what I do. And he goes, tell her to do this. Stop it.
Bruh.
He's like, I don't know what she's doing, but just tell her to stop it. I was like, she's not doing it. It's me. I'm the one that takes the Oldsmobile in the field all the time. Oldsmobile 88 four-door, man, I'd blast through the field, take it on construction sites, take it mudding. I think it was a tank.
I'm trying to think. The Andy Griffith Show just wasn't as interesting as the rest of them.
It wasn't.
It was good.
It wasn't good, though.
It was good.
What?
It the had Andy its Griffith moments. Show.
Yeah, it was. It was good.
It was so daggum boring. It again, with Opie, it's like, Andy, punch Opie, tell him quit his crap, go over to Barney, tell him he's either going to man up or you're going to hire a new deputy, go down to Goober and tell him he's freaking awesome.
No. Barney is way better than Goober.
I don't know.
Barney is better in The Ghost of Mr. Chicken than he is in any episode.
I love The Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Like, he was a good actor, and they were all good actors. It's just like, when I was a kid, people would have it on, and like, all the old people would be like, this is the most amazing show, and I'd be like, I would rather watch Bugs Bunny with Pawpaw. Or cowboy shows. At least people get shot in the cowboy shows. People run around dying everywhere. This is awesome.
I watched Miss Aaliyah put on a movie like the other day. Man. That is so controversial, but it's called Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Have you seen that?
No, but I know of it. Yeah,
I don't know this one.
It's basically like these seven brothers go kidnap women.
They go kidnap women to be their wives.
To be their wives, and like they kidnap them right before like the weather changes, and
so they gotta stay.
They have to stay. They're stuck
and then
with
they
them
fall
basically,
in love,
but
actually.
Then they fall in love. Yeah.
But then by the time the weather's down, the old town comes to try to kill them all.
So did Disney make this?
I don't think so.
Because it's classic. It's
a
classic
musical.
Stop
Look
home.
It up.
Oh, it's a musical. Yeah. Never mind.
There are some good musicals.
It's just so. It's so
if,
like
if you
if
watch
that
them in person,
out, if
not
that,
on TV.
If,
go to a play.
If that came out today.
Oh yeah, Blazing Saddles.
That movie's so funny.
Deckum Blazing Saddles.
What is his name? Tim? What's his name?
Who's?
The main guy. What's his name?
Crap. The sheriff?
Yeah. No, the guy in jail.
Oh, dadgum it.
Gene Wilder?
Gene Wilder's the actor's name.
Well, what's his name in the movie?
What's his name in the... Who, what character does he play?
Roy? Ray?
Something like that. Have you ever seen Blazing Saddles?
Nope.
Dude, we got you. That movie cracks me up. A Candy Graham from Mongo.
Ever seen Tropic Thunder?
What's his name?
Classic. Classic. What do you mean?
Jim, people? The Waco Kid.
My name's Jim, but most people call me Jim.
He says that in the movie. That's like, thanks.
Great movie. He's like, yeah, see this? And he's like, yeah, steady as a rock. He's like, but I shoot with this hand. Camptown,
well, that's like
thing is song, dude.
We watched Nan was talking about that. I was talking about that movie to Nan, and Carrie was like, "Are you talking about that racist movie Dad and Mom made us watch?" And Nan just was like,
"What?
That's a completely different time."
Yeah,
you just got to think about
that movie
that came out.
That movie made fun of everybody.
It didn't matter what color you were.
Yeah, like all the white folks in the church, like all the church scenes was making fun of white people. Like all the people mistreating everybody for no reason. The one woman, she like bakes him a pie to tell him thank you for getting rid of the guy.
I was going to miss, so I told you not to switch.
And she's like, I would appreciate it if you didn't tell anybody I brought this to you and spoke to you.
See over him. Yeah.
So
at least I hit the rim.
But yeah, we'll hook you up. I'm pretty sure I still have a copy. Is it still on Netflix?
Probably.
They haven't censored any of it out? Yeah. Blazing Saddles.
Wait, what's it called?
Blazing Saddles.
What's it called? Sorry. That's
what I was going to say. Something. Now, I do have a question for, like, if this, I don't know if it'll wind up as a short or not. I let AI do them all. But, like, for anybody watching that is older, like 30s and mid 40s now, do you find yourself rewatching movies that you loved as a child, as an adult, going, man, I should not have been watching this as a 5, 6, 7 year old?
Me? Definitely.
Well, I'm talking about like the people listening, because like we run it's up on that all the time.
Netflix. It's not anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it gets like disappeared from history.
Well, that's like Disney saying they're discontinuing or they're swapping out the song. VHS still exists. The movie's on disc somewhere.
It's on 500,000 people's hard drives.
You can't.
Give it 50 years, though, to completely disappear. How hard is it to find a VCR now?
Like a VCR player?
Yeah, to put a VHS in.
Amazon?
Yeah, but that's right now. That's the only place you can get them. When I was your age.
You go to like a thrift store probably. You buy them and bet Walmart still has them, but it's like.
It's on Prime.
Prime. That's where it's at. Thanks, Bezos.
For free or do I got to pay for it?
I mean, if you're subscribed to Prime. It's on Prime.
I don't want
to
pay for it.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
Yes, he has Amazon Prime.
Then you're good.
My mama doesn't have Amazon Prime.
Back to, I know.
My mama don't even got Facebook.
I know.
That's according to Google.
Yeah. She died when AOL was still a thing.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
Yeah. America Online.
The balloon, you got mail.
But like, back to Willy's Wonderland. That was a great movie.
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Awesome.
If you watched Five Nights at Freddy's and you were like, this sucked.
I didn't watch that.
Okay, but anyways, good. You didn't watch it. It sucked. Watch Willy's Wonderland and be like, okay, this is what Five Nights at Freddy's should have been.
I didn't watch either of them. Probably never going to watch.
And what, there might be, 60 words said during the whole movie?
He never speaks.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about all the characters, even the beginning when he's talking to the guy making the deal to watch the place.
Because when I was watching it, I was like, okay, they're trying to do something. So is he like a video game character? Apparently that's exactly what he was supposed to be, because none of like 80% of video game characters do not talk.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what he's supposed to be.
But like there was not hardly any other dialogue.
Update.
But there wasn't any other people, were there?
Have you heard
there
that?
Was like
for the beginning and the end.
There was one, two, three.
And weren't there some teenagers or something that snuck in?
And if you count the first two, there's the two dudes talking, and then there's four or five teenagers.
Yeah, because there's a group of them or something that sneaks in.
And then all the animatronics talk.
Yeah.
But
if you were in that situation, would you be saying words?
Oh, I'd be saying all types of words. You know me. I'm in a life or death situation. You're going to hear some French.
I don't think I could beat the crap out of animatronics like that. Pure metal? I don't think I could do that.
It's Nicolas Cage, man. Come on.
Still don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Bro was
he can
beating
do it.
The crap out
have
of him
bare hands. Have you not seen Con Air?
No, I haven't, actually.
I've always loved him as an actor. Like, I love his movies. They're fun. Like, they're not, even his serious movies. Like, as soon as he shows up, he's like, I don't care that they're in a nuclear war right now.
Who are we talking about?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Who even is?
I have Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah. Nicolas Cage.
I think that's the only movie I can name right now.
And I'm waiting on him to come out with Constantine 2.
Who's?
I don't know, is that gonna be
who's the Mission happening? Impossible guy? Tom Cruise?
It will happen eventually. Even if it's just in a dream of mine.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, it's Nick Cage. Mask? What?
No, that's no.
What's that movie?
That's Jim Carrey.
What's that movie?
Which one?
The one where he's doing the stupid face.
Oh, which one? Go down. Liar, liar?
Yeah, no, the one below.
No, that was Jim Carrey, too.
What's that one? Is that Liar? No.
No, Liar, Liar was Jim Carrey. I can't see.
They look the same.
Because I've been wanting to watch that movie. I've seen that picture in that video everywhere. Yeah.
But even, like, watch interviews from him, like, all throughout his career, even when he was younger. Like, he's just a good entertainer. Like,
wait.
I like Nicolas Cage.
Who's the guy that is the mask?
Jim Carrey. Phenomenal
They
actor.
Look the same.
No.
They kind of have
the
same smile.
The Truman Show was awesome. I liked
it. Like,
but I haven't seen that in years.
That was I watched it not that long ago, but it was cool.
I don't know what that is.
Was that the one?
The Truman Show was the one where he was like, that was
his life.
Yeah, the world built around him, but he didn't know it at first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the sky's a big dome with screens.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like all new actors are getting kind of bad reps, or old actors.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
I think that Will Smith is a good actor.
Is blue.
But Will Smith got such a bad rep because of the Chris Rock stuff.
Yeah, and his wife, too.
Yeah, like, and it's just like you.
You mean the man? Sorry.
What gets me, though, is like you get somebody really famous like that, and like I can understand if you are a sports star, if you're on a like college football team or whatever, or you are like a lot of sports kids are heavily involved, right? But like if you don't do kids movies, and like they catch some of these people doing stuff and they're like, oh, they're so terrible. And it's like, they're rich. They hang around Hollywood and they're not geared towards children. Like, why would
they? Do you think that him slapping Chris Rock, how do you feel about that whole thing?
I think it shouldn't have been that big of a deal.
Like you think he should have just walked it off?
Yeah. And I think it should.
My wife's name at your mouth.
It should have been. How do you know when you've gone too far? At what point have we gotten into a society where you can't slap people anymore? Like,
I think it was
Chris stupid. Had the option to slap him right back.
I would have slapped the crap. Wait,
so you think it's okay he slapped him?
What I am saying is, it got blown up to a proportion that was retarded. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was this big, huge controversy, and it's like he was going through some crazy crap. Probably shouldn't even have been at an event, you know, like all the stuff that was going on in his life at that moment. And then the guy stands up there, and of course, that's Chris Rock's career, is to trash people. And a little too soon. And Will got up and let him know, a little too soon.
I would have laid him out.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it was one of those things
where a lot of people defend Chris Rock, but it's like at the same time, you know, he could have defended himself.
Well, no, I'm saying that whole situation is you stepped a little too far, not for the world. The world didn't care what type of jokes you made, but for the guy you was making a joke about. Wrong headspace, wrong time, you got slapped. You have the option of slap back or realize, hey, maybe I went a little too far. Like, if we're all sitting around trashing each other, right, and I'm making dead mama and dead grandma and dead sister jokes, right, that's me. I do that all the time. But if your mama had just died,
I would have slapped you.
You love your mama. I'm going to give it some time. I'm going to know you first.
This is true, but Chris Rock was also being paid to be there as the host of a show. Like,
I don't know. I see so much
on Will and Jada to, if it's too soon, if you're not comfortable with being made fun of, don't go.
That's also a lot of their career.
Don't go. But
no, I kind of feel like you say time and place. If you are a comedian, you need to know that.
Yeah.
You need to know time and place. Point blank, doesn't matter if it was right, wrong, doesn't matter. If you do not know time and place, you should not be a comedian.
Yeah. And they, see, he may have thought that Will would be okay, but I'm saying, like, there was a lot of stuff going on.
And there was a lot of...
I'm not going to blame one or the other. I'm going to say they both are at fault, but it got blown up. It's something that could have been between two dudes. You know,
but they made it too public. You know, like Will coming out and publicly apologizing over the media and all that.
Yeah, his apology should have been like, got pissed, did something stupid. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I mean, they made it, his apologies, they made them bigger than they needed to be too.
Anytime they make anybody apologize in Hollywood or fame or anything, it just never ends well.
Like they
I don't care what you freaking did. You almost never need to actually publicly apologize for it because all they're going to do is tank you. Like, it's like you see people go through controversies, like businesses and stuff, and they'll change their name and they'll revamp and they'll do a completely new image. I get it. I understand your gang signs. But, like, if you're guilty, yes. Change your name. Hide who you were. Rebrand. Do everything. But if you really didn't do anything, piss on them.
I like the, this is just like a key to like how you said they should have just both said, hey, sorry, we both messed up, you know, to each other.
Yeah.
Not over the media. It's kind of like the.
Even if they did it over the media, it should have been a simple, hey, we're chill with each other. You guys shut up. Or we're not chill with each other, but we also agree to disagree. Everybody shut up.
I like the memes that are girls after one day of not talking. Oh, we can't be friends anymore. Me and bro after 6 months of not saying a single word to each other. You good? Yep.
3 months.
Don't talk for another 3 months.
I got people I don't see for decades. I run into them and just like we never were apart, chill, cut up, laugh, and then see you next century.
It's like when Dylan started working night shift. Like we didn't see each other for like a good year. And it was like, yo, what's up? You good? We played games every now and then. No, you didn't even have internet by then, did you?
I got it on, but it wasn't good.
Yeah, no. So it was just kind of like, yo, yo, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Still alive? Yep. Okay.
All right.
Good to know.
Talk to you a couple months from now.
Yeah. I've had people call me like, you still living? Yeah. Wow. All right, man. I was just checking. It's like, what? I hadn't talked to you like 15 years. I'll see you later.
Sometimes you wonder.
There'll be people at my funeral just like to make sure I'm actually dead. When my guy texted
me while I was on third shift, I was like, dang, that guy's still alive.
We had a buddy from school disappear for like 2.5-3 weeks. Just gone. Nobody knew where he was at. And everybody was like, oh, you know, he's, you know, something crazy happened. I'm like, he's probably just dying in a hospital. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Sure, guys. Come on.
And then sure enough, like, he was really sick and in the hospital. And I was like, you're still living? All right, we got gang sign.
All right, like, subscribe, share. I'm going to add a new one. Hate.
Hate.
Yeah. Make bad comments.
If you see a YouTube short and you're like, man, I really need to take some time out of my day to post something stupid, to comment something dumb, do it.
Yeah, like saying, you
know, I love reading it. It's funny.
Go to school.
And actually, yeah, you have given me many, many times of looking over and going,
I want you to know that when you do that, you put a smile on our face.
It really did. When I read that comment, I was like, ha, ha.
I mean, that's why I named right. it. That's why we all agreed to Cunning Buffoon. It's like, because we're just three idiots sitting around in a garage and our wife wrangling us.
I didn't agree to that. I was just told wife. That was the name. I was like,
we're communists now. So, hello, comrade.
Mom, more so, than know, I'm collective wife.
Comment something good, bad. Doesn't really matter. That's we do this for fun.
Pure hate.
It doesn't matter.
You can tell me to go kill myself. I'll be all right. Can you say that on the other stuff now? I can't remember.
I don't think you're supposed to.
No. My bad.
I think Malachi has said worse in Probably. This episode.
Probably.
Enjoy your week, guys.
All right. I hope you enjoyed.